Well, I want to first welcome everyone that is here tonight. I'm here with Pastor Tim, and it's actually a great evening, really, to be honest with you. We've just been sharing a lot about what we feel that God wants to share tonight. And, you know, I would say it's probably going to open the minds up that are here today in this place that has been sitting in under our ministry. But I believe that this is a message for those around the world. God is a God of creation. He's a spirit. He is one who has brought us into existence from prior to the world being created. And we have a message that is really becoming universal. It's not just for the Western world, it's not for the Eastern world, it's not for the Southern world. It's for all. And, you know, we might use some terms tonight that might lead you as
Christianity,
judging the message as part of Christianity. But 2,000 years ago, Christianity was not birthed. It was Jesus, the prophet, and we'll get into that, proclaiming Christ, which is the divine nature. But we're going to get into all this tonight so that our listeners around the world will begin to start evaluating their own, doctrine or worship or following. There's all kinds of terms to determine what you worship and how you worship.
Really, it's like their foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is going to be your foundation up until this point that you're receiving this message tonight? Like, is your foundation always been birthed in Judaism or Buddhism or, you know, maybe you guys
Hindi.
Are Muslim or Hindi?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter where you were coming from. What matters is that you receive this message tonight and you start applying it in your life.
And you begin to start reviewing what you're sitting under.
Correct.
What you're being taught, what you're being indoctrinated with.
Yeah.
I want to call this really the way of truth. First of all, there's only one God. And I want the world to understand this. There's one God. And a lot of the denominations and sects and whatever else is out there would agree. There is one God, the God of creation. We have to understand that. And getting back down to our roots, then there was creation. We came into existence, human life,
correct.
Human form. Took on flesh.
A soul.
But we got spirit.
Yep.
And through that, excuse me, I got to take a drink or something.
little hiccup there. Well, as Pastor Jim was basically elaborating on is...
Can we turn this up too, Jim?
You know, God isn't a God of Christianity, Muslim, Hindu, all these different types of religion. God is the God of all, you know? And the thing is, the truth is, in the Bible it does say Christ is all and in all. And we were going to elaborate on what Christ is, which is the divine nature, the spirit of God that lives and dwells in each and every one of us, but we have to receive this nature.
Well, we got to go from the very beginning.
Yep.
Okay? We talk about the Bible. All right, this book here is the only book that I have come across that really has truth. There's other books out there like the Quran and all that other stuff, but this one here is really spirit-filled truth based on what happened and the encounters that we had in our own lives and the transformation that would happen to us.
Yep.
But we got to take it from the very beginning so that our listeners can understand the truth. And the beginning is we have the Creator who created the heavens and the earth, God. And if people don't believe in God and they want to take evolution, there's a whole story about evolution too. Talk to me personally and I'll fill you in about evolution. But I want to also talk about creation because I believe in both. Both exist. But we'll get into that maybe one other day. Like I said, email me personally and we'll get into that discussion. But moving forward, creation came, and then we were brought into an element called the soul. And that soul is lost. That soul is trying to find its way through life. And what I mean by life, I'm talking about finding its way through a place of happiness, peace, joy. Life in the eternal realm is a comfort of peace, a comfort having joy, a comfort of feeling cleansed. And we are trying to obtain this life in a world. We're born in a element called the soul. That soul, on the other hand, is there to strong arm us and keep us in a place of sadness, depression, lost, confused,
dark,
operating in fear and in worry. We don't realize that. We embrace that life. And so all we know is fear. We might have a temporary joy. We might have a temporary peace, a temporary happiness because of objects and things, people, places of that nature.
But we think that state of being is reality because
right.
That's all we've known.
That's all we know.
Yep.
So moving forward, we were born in a soul, which the Bible talks about it as being born in the world. Another example of this nature is born as a sinner,
right?
Okay? Which technically, sin doesn't exist. Sin is birthed based on entertaining desires and being enticed through temptation.
And that temptation goes against your conviction.
Well, we'll get into that one. I don't want to go too far ahead because I'm leading our listeners to understand why God, why seek God, why find God, why even look towards our Creator. If we don't come out of this nature, the world, the soul, the sin, okay, we'll perish eternally. But we'll also perish in our life,
yeah.
Everyday life. We will constantly walk with fear. We will constantly walk with worry. We will constantly walk with unhappiness, depression. We will constantly walk with offenses. We will never come free. We will never break out of this bondage. God, through his prophets, since the beginning of time, has been showing us, through his prophets, have been showing us a new nature, a different side, a seed that is in us, that God has planted in us for us to find. It's a divine nature. It's a nature that transforms us and gives us the opposite of what the soul gives us, or the sin nature, or the world. Some call it the kingdom of God. some rather than the world. Some call it rather a sin nature, a divine nature, rather than the soul, Christ. In order for us to find this peace and joy and happiness, we have to come out of the world. We have to come out of the soul. We have to come out of the sin nature.
That's what being born again means. Because it's you're changing your way you're thinking.
This is the process of becoming born again.
Correct.
The prophets were showing us the way. Jesus, in the Christian world, and then there's other prophets in those other sects, but I'm going to talk about Jesus for a moment. Jesus, as one of the prophets, and I'm probably going to have a lot of Christians that are going to hate me right now because they've been indoctrinated about him being the Son of God and yada, yada, yada.
That he was God that came down. Yeah.
But he was a prophet. Before he was a prophet, he was a seeker. When he was a young child, he was a seeker. He was seeking in the synagogues. He was seeking with his Judaism background. He was seeking
truth.
Yes, truth.
Because he wanted a relationship with God, so he was seeking.
Yes. At a point in his life, he went out and traveled to other places. He reached the Asian world. He traveled over here and gained a little bit of his seeking from other different parts, and then he came back into Scripture so we can learn more about him and began to stay in his roots, and he stayed in Judaism. Through that, he began to understand you need to be born again. So what he did was he met John the Baptist, and John the Baptist, he says, I'm not worthy, because he knew of Jesus through his birth and his, you know, his travels.
He knew the prophecy about Jesus.
He knew the prophecies.
Yep.
So he knew about him. And so what happened was John says, wait, I'm not worthy enough to baptize you. And Jesus says, no, wait a minute. You have to understand. I have to do this to fulfill the Father's will. So there's a deep meaning here about being baptized. And then baptized with water or whatever you would like, be baptized by the Spirit. I look at it as baptism is a matter of making a choice to say, I am no longer going to live and believe within myself. I am going to take on a higher power. I'm going to take on God. I'm going to allow God to be real. I'm going to create him in my heart. I shared a message before. God doesn't exist unless you create him. Even though he does exist, but he doesn't exist in your life because you don't believe. Okay. Now we're beginning to believe. The reason why we're beginning to believe is because we're sick and tired of being sick and tired. How come I can't be happy? How come I can't have this joy? How come I feel dirty or condemned? How come I don't know who I am and I'm very offensive? So now we have to come to a place called repentance. That literally means changing the way you're thinking. Not, oh, I'm sorry for doing this wrong.
Forgive me.
And I'm sorry for doing that wrong. Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry. That is far from the truth. Repentance is not saying, I'm sorry. Repentance is beginning to change the way you're thinking. So now, we're beginning to think differently. Wait a minute. I'm going to now start accepting the fact that there is God, a higher power. Now, the transformation of this from the world, coming out of the world, or coming out of the sin nature, or coming out of the soul, is that nucleus that I spoke about where you have to trust God with all your heart, soul, mind. You got to begin to start leaning on God, stop relying on your own strength. You got to surrender to this higher power. That starts the process. That starts the process of being transformed or becoming born again.
You know, the other thing too is in surrendering to God, it's really surrendering in every circumstance.
Every
not trying to figure it out. Because the soul or your sin nature, whatever you want to call it, is always trying to figure out, how do I get out of this? How do I do this? How do I get out of that? God, you just trust him.
Exactly right. The nature of the soul, the sin nature, the world, reacts on reasoning.
Correct.
Okay?
Correct.
Where the nature of being born again, allowing God to be our creator, our God, relies on faith. Faith is to believe everything's going to be okay. So we take the truth and we apply that, and that strengthens us. But right now, we're in a metamorphosis transition, and we're going to take Jesus himself, because I want a lot of our listeners out there, they are indoctrinated with a very old traditional mindset of what the truth was supposed to be about his second coming and all that other stuff.
Right.
And I'm going to talk about this second coming because we are in a different generation and we're operating in another age. And through that, knowledge or grace is increasing. So Jesus himself had to go through this transformation also by embracing baptism. And he started to repent. Then it was shown that the dove descended on him and now brought him into a state of spirit. So it was no longer the soul nature, but now the spirit nature.
Well, that was the beginning.
That was the beginning. And then he was led into the desert.
To be tried and tested, because it was basically for him to see his soul and to be tempted by that soul to the point where he would say, not my will, not my soul, but I'm going to just give it all to God.
Yep, and he used certain things like man can't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And we don't have that much time to show you where the word of God proceeds out of, but we know it's out of the heart,
correct.
Not out of the mind.
Correct.
The soul operates here, the spirit operates in your heart.
Correct.
So now Jesus goes through that temptation and he kept throwing down his imaginations.
Yep.
Okay? As we become transformed, we're going to come into a lot of temptation. We're going to have to start throwing down the worry, start throwing down the fear, start throwing down the accusations, start throwing down the offenses, start throwing down all this stuff and begin to believe and transform into a new nature.
Correct.
I always say my desire is that you begin to know who you are. That's my desire, is that you would know who you are. Now, after he got done being tempted, what happened, Tim?
God endured him with power.
He was endured with power.
And that power was by the Holy Spirit, because he was following the Spirit of God, the Word of God that was within him, and he was no longer following his mind.
Exactly right. So with his travels, he began a seeker.
Yep.
He started realizing that this was the way. He began to start proclaiming, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father or come to God except through me. And what he was saying is, I know how to be transformed.
Yep.
Most people believe that you can only go to God through Jesus, the person, or the spirit of Jesus, or what have you, which is far from the truth. He made a comment, if you see me, you see the Father. That's because he entered into the divine nature, Christ.
Yep.
Christ is the Son of God, or the daughter of God in today's world. Everybody has a part of Christ in them. Everybody. It's that seed.
And Jesus wanted you to have a personal relationship with God, not with him.
Right.
He was always directing you to the Father. And he's basically saying, the way you see me, the way you see my life, the way I'm devoting it to God, the way I'm laying my life down, that's the same way. That's the door to go through to God.
He said it many times. You know, Father, make them one like we are one.
Correct.
What do you think that means? You see?
Right.
Have them embrace the divine nature, the God in them, so that we let them become one with you as we are one.
Correct.
That I don't know how much more evidence you need there.
It'd be like this. You and I have a personal relationship with one another, mm-hmm. you know, and it has God centered.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we want the same thing for everyone that we're speaking to, and it's in here and out there, that they become one as we are one.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Exactly right.
You know?
So that they can begin to live their own journey.
Correct.
As Jesus led his own journey. Now let's take him to the cross.
Yeah.
Okay? He stood there in front of Pontius Pilate and said, "You have no authority over me unless my Father in heaven has given it to you." He began to cry out, "Lord, take this cup away from me, but if it's not your will, take this cup away from me. But not my will, your will be done."
Correct.
So he's willing to accept tomorrow.
Circumstance. Yes.
As we too need to start applying our relationship with God the same way.
Correct.
Jesus was the forerunner of a relationship with our Creator for us today. And hopefully we become that forerunner for those that are listening as a relationship with our Heavenly Father for today. But when it comes down to Jesus taking away the sins of the world, I want our listeners to really understand the meaning behind this. As he laid his life down, he laid the soul nature down. He says, "I may be in the world, but I'm not of the world." What he meant was that nature, the sin nature, the soul, the world, he laid it and became born again into the spirit of Christ. He said, "Who do you say I am?" He says, some said you're Elijah. He says, no, you're the Christ.
Peter said that, yeah.
And Peter said, "You're the Christ." He says, "On this rock I will build my church now." On that rock I will build the revelation of the divine nature of Christ. I will build my church.
Correct.
Now I want our listeners to begin to understand that, because that is the church that you really should be focusing on, the one that emphasizes the Christ, the divine nature, the resurrection of that spirit, the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, that same spirit that dwells inside of us, that spirit in itself should be emphasized through being born again. But the soul needs to decrease.
It has to decrease.
Through repentance.
Correct.
So when Jesus said he was dying for the sins of the world, or he died for the sins of the world, what he was saying is he laid his life down, he laid his will down, he died to the sin nature of the world.
Within him.
Not
had nothing
for
to do
us.
With that, because God even said way before this, he said, "I will no longer impute your sins and trespasses against you."
Exactly.
He had
right.
already forgiven everyone.
He forgave everyone.
Exactly.
So that's where we don't come into condemnation.
Correct.
Where people say, "I'm a sinner." Yes, you are, because you're living and you're choosing to live
in
the sin nature of the soul.
Correct.
So with that, if you just change the way you're thinking, these sins aren't counted against you.
Correct.
You just become born again and constantly work out your own born again or salvation. Okay? What happens is people take the doctrine that Jesus died for my sins, and because I believe in the story of Jesus, or I believe in Jesus and I pray to Jesus and all that, and I tell you, he doesn't want to hear your prayers.
Well, they think they're born again. They think that now they have eternal life when they die, because they're believing what he did was for them.
And in right. that, they're allowing to live their life without
repentance.
Changing.
They're never coming out of the soul.
And the fruit of it is they're not receiving the peace,
correct.
The joy, and the clean heart. They're not receiving and casting down fear and worry. They're still living in fear. They're still living in worry. They're still living in offenses. They're still living in this place called the world.
Correct.
Well, they're not born again. Yep. They're not saved. They're you might as well throw your all your Christianity, all your works out the window because you're perishing. You're going to perish.
Yep.
That's just the way it is.
There's not going to be any resurrection.
There is no out of body when you leave this spirit and go to some place because Jesus died for your sins. I'm sorry. If that was the case, they would have never spoke about how sin is birthed.
Right.
You know, it starts off with a desire, and then when you entertain that desire,
you give into it.
It gives it, yeah, yep. You give it, and then it births
yep.
sin.
Correct.
Well, if Jesus took it all away, then why are we birthing sin then?
Correct.
Okay? So the reason why these things are going on is because I don't believe that people are really searching the truth out for themselves. They're just taking what I guess their minister or their pastor or whatever else is saying, and they're just taking that and just running with it and never coming to their own place of salvation. And I know why. These ministers or pastors or whatever are building their churches. They don't want to lose anybody.
Well, if they preach this type of truth, look, people are going to leave.
They're going to leave.
Because nobody wants to lose their life that they created.
They don't know. They care.
Doesn't want to lose life.
They care more about building their kingdom on earth. And so what they do, and I want our listeners to begin to hear this.
Yes.
But before I get into this part, I want to finish off the Jesus thing. Because Jesus is a prophet. Okay, Jesus is a prophet who has embraced the divine nature, who laid his life down in the will of God for the sacrifice within his own sins, showing the world or the soul or the sin nature how to be free from sin in the eyes of God.
And that made him without sin.
And that made him without sin. And it also made us without sin.
Yeah, because we're following the same
pattern.
Correct.
And if the blueprint.
Yeah,
because he's a forerunner. He's
exactly.
a forerunner. He's a prophet.
Yep.
A prophet is one who shows us the way.
Correct.
We could be called prophets in today's world because we're showing you the way to the Father.
Correct.
Now, we're not going to go around proclaiming a title.
Yeah.
You'll know us by our fruit. You can call us whatever you want. But moving forward with that, you know, there's revelation that says that in the last days, you know, Christ is coming back. I want our listeners to understand that we live in ages, and Jesus, the prophet, spoke about the ages. And he spoke about many false prophets rising up in the last age. You'll know them by their fruit. They spoke about the Antichrist.
Well, the Christian belief is that Jesus, the man, is coming back riding on a white horse.
Well, we're going to touch on that.
And to bring his saints back.
We're going to touch on that. Because, for one, Jesus spoke about the Antichrist. Well, the soul within itself is the Antichrist.
Correct.
That's the nature that doesn't know the Christ.
It denies the spirit.
It denies the divine spirit
Correct.
Of God.
Exactly right.
So, When you deny the Spirit of God, okay, you're considered the Antichrist.
Correct.
Antichrist, you see? The soul nature is like that.
Yep.
So, moving forward, about Revelation speaking about, you know, in the end of the age, there are ages that end throughout period of history,
of
through
time. Yeah.
And we are coming to an end of an age. Whether it's the Pisces age or the next star age, whatever.
Aquarius or whatever.
Yeah, because there's an involvement of the stars. We lost this mystery because of the complexity of living life.
Correct.
And we lost the supernatural, looking into the stars and all that. People get scared because then they start saying, oh, you're a follower of astrology and all that. But they're just ignorant. They're just ignorant.
Jesus even spoke about it.
Yeah.
About the ages.
So when the end of the age, Jesus coming back, it's not Jesus, it's Christ, okay? It's the revelational knowledge of grace where we are beginning to understand more and more about Christ.
Exactly.
About the nature of this God that dwells with man.
The love of God within you.
God dwells with man.
Exactly.
And he dwells with us based on what old doctrine would say, through his Son. Okay? But the Son is Christ.
Divine nature. Correct.
It's a part of him. It's a part of our Creator. It's a part of God.
Correct.
And we need to embrace this in our own lives, that we actually have God dwelling with us and in us and through us. Now, since we cleared all that out, and I hope our listeners are really listening, so they would want to first know more. I want to know more about this, you see? And they can continue to log on and follow what we're saying. But I want them to test where they're at. Is there a truth? Is truth being told
in your foundation that you believe?
Yeah. In your house of worship.
Right.
Is there these prosperity messages being preached? Like, you know, oh, you're not being blessed because you're still in sin. Well, maybe God wants to keep your financials at a minimum.
Because maybe you'll start worshiping that rather than him.
Yeah, whatever the reasoning behind God's will. You know, what needs to be spoken is the will of God and coming into peace and joy and righteousness. It's coming into the kingdom of God. Not, you know, let's speak about prosperity. If you give yes, you got to give in order to receive and stuff like that. But there are so many that are just trying to thrive off of these prosperity, man. I mean, you look at television evangelists, nothing.
That's all they speak about.
Yeah, and they put on all their bling, and because, you know, they're followers of God, they got, you know, all the bling going on, and, you know, that must be a man of God, because look at all the houses and cars and bling that they have, but when in reality, they're just stealing from everyone, giving you this false imagination.
Wouldn't you rather prosper in joy and peace and having a righteousness, knowing that God loves you and that you're in right standing with him? Wouldn't you rather prosper in that on a daily basis so that you can function in this world, in this life, and not be disturbed and not be harmed and not be going through circumstances that are tormenting your spirit? I mean, wouldn't you rather have that prosperity over having lots of money that you're all, and then all of a sudden you're seeing that your spirit is just caring of how much more money can I obtain, and you know, you're constantly seeking after that prosperity of more riches and more money. I'd rather have the riches of joy, peace, and righteousness in my life. And that's the true gospel that God had handed down through grace. Was, look, I'm going to give you prosperity, and that's my promise, but the prosperity is in having peace, joy, and righteousness for eternity.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're talking about. That's the true living gospel, the true living foundational doctrine that we're trying to convey to the whole world. It's nothing else. It's a purity of God. That's holiness.
When you speak, that's okay. When you speak to certain individuals, okay, depending on their age or their stability.
Right.
When people have never really reached that financial place, they always say, well, I'll be much happier if I won the lottery. But you talk to individuals who are well off, who have money, and they say to themselves, you know what? You can't buy peace. You can't buy joy. There's something different. I know a gentleman who, it really boggled my mind when I heard the news, but he had everything. He was a good man. You wouldn't see on the outside the torment that he was going through. He had lots of money. He was distinguished. He had a good history of, you know, education and things of that nature. He was set. He had plenty of money. Ended up committing suicide. Shot himself right in the head with a shotgun. I was devastated in my heart. I thought, you know, geez, if I could have just shared with him, you know, maybe it would have uncovered some of that deep depression that he had. But he didn't reveal it to anybody. The soul, because he didn't have a relationship with God, even though his soul obtained all the riches of the world, he took his life. He didn't have the kingdom. He didn't have peace. He didn't have joy. He didn't have my God, your God. He didn't have our God. He went to church. He knew a God. I don't know what God it was.
Well, he knew the story.
I'm going to tell you right now, the listeners out there better understand, there are many gods out there. Many gods. Yeah. Many gods. But there's one true God that sets you free.
Takes the pressures of life off of you.
That allows you to know who you are.
Yep.
Brings you into peace. Right. Brings you into joy. Gives you a boldness to know truth and not let people just walk all over you or take from you or whatever. You know what's right. You know what's wrong. You know the truth. And the truth is what sets you free. Our God shows you truth, knows the way, the truth, and the life. And this is what, you know, the prophet of Jesus was speaking about.
Yep.
You got to get out of the suffering. We're speaking series on pain.
Yes, we have been.
You know, we could tell you all about pain. We can show you all about suffering. We can reveal the things that are causing the pain. We can show you how the soul is inflicting you with pain, but if you don't know our God, it can't set you free from the pain.
No.
It can't, because only God is the one who sets us free from the pain through truth.
Through truth.
Through truth.
Yep.
And that's why it's important to come to a place of repentance. We gotta say, I don't know, and I have to begin to learn. I have to count all that I know and throw it away so that I can know him the more.
Correct.
We got to know God. We got to know God to the point where we obtain peace and joy. If you know a God, but yet you're not coming into a joy, and you're not coming into a peace, and you're not coming into a place of boldness or righteousness to know who you are, you do not know the right God. Your house of worship is not the right house of worship, and you better run. The doctrine that you're under, whether it's a traditional doctrine, whether it's a genetic, what do you call that, geographical doctrine, you know, like if you're born in Hindi or India, then you're then under you're, a Hindi doctrine, you know.
It's like a geographical
religion,
correct.
You know, if you're born in China, then you know you're
Buddhist, probably.
You're a Buddhist, yeah. Or if you live in Tibet, you know, you're a monk. Or, you know, if you live in Jerusalem, you're a Judea.
Jew.
Yeah. So, you know, because you're born into these areas and you're indoctrinated, who's to say that you're actually in the proper house of worship?
You have the way you got to check yourself is, in your heart, do you have peace? Do you have joy?
Do you have righteousness? You have to know if you got peace.
Despite the circumstances that you're involved in every day, do you find that your heart is not troubled, where you have anxious thoughts constantly, where you have constant mental or emotional pain? That's hard.
Right.
You can't get rid of it.
Or you can't let things go, and you're saturated and bothered by these offenses.
Beat up by it. And you're beat up by it. Correct. And you're constantly focused on it.
Yeah.
Then you're not serving the God that we know.
No. And this is why we're declaring this Wednesday evening, because we want to go forward. We want to go forward in setting you free from your pain and your suffering. We want to see God become real and do miracles in your life. Yep. You know, God can bring you financial breakthrough, okay? He can.
Yep. But is that going to bring you peace?
But even so, if he brings you through financial breakthroughs and gives you peace, you're going to be able to taste what peace is.
Correct.
And then if your financials change, it doesn't matter because you know what peace is.
Yeah. But if you don't know this, it gives you, and then you get that financial breakthrough, and then all of a sudden it crashes. Now you're crashing with it.
Exactly right. Exactly you know? Right. And that's why there are steps and processes of how you obtain God. First thing is we have to surrender.
Absolutely.
We have to surrender and allow life and accept life.
Yep.
That's number one. Most people, I mean, it's a lot easier to talk to a young person who hasn't lived through life.
Hasn't experienced a lot of devastation or a lot of sorrow and negative circumstances in their life.
Or just never experienced anything.
Yeah.
And get them to understand how easy it is to surrender. When you have nothing, you can surrender. Easy.
Sure. Absolutely.
You know, so if you're just starting out in life, you know, and if you can learn surrender now,
you're ahead of the game.
You're much ahead of the game, you know?
Well, you know what, too, Pastor Jim, it's like what we're speaking about tonight, it's not a quick fix for you. It's going to be a process.
Yeah,
because,
it's a process.
Because all these years you've lived in the soul, and you've believed it, you've befriended it, you know. And
it's your identity.
It's your identity.
It's your identity.
So it's going to be a process. If you know, and that's why you got to stay with these messages and keep listening to what we're saying and trying to apply it, because it's a process and it's a daily fight to get out of it. It really is. It's a daily struggle and fight to get out of it. You need to cry out to God and ask him for awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And the awareness is, God, show me when this soul manifests in my life. Let me grab a hold of it and let it go at that point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because if you keep letting it linger and you ignore it, it gets strength. You know, like when we talked about Jesus overcoming it and then being endured with power. Well, right now, the soul has power over you.
Yep.
So that's where you need to have the awareness to get a hold of it and grip it when it manifests, start applying and getting rid of it, and all of a sudden it'll start to weaken. It'll start to weaken more and more and more as you're continuing to do that.
And this is why it's so important for our listeners, like you said, to follow us, because we'll bring into areas like understanding how to overcome the flesh.
Correct.
How to cast down imaginations that exalts itself over the knowledge of God.
Right.
You know, our minds play tricks on us. Our mind speaks to us. You know, we got this, like, did you ever see that, those old cartoons or what have you, where you got the good angel on one side and you got the devil on the other side, and the devil's always whispering, and the angel's over here saying, you know, the good stuff, and the devil, well, you know, all we know is that soul voice that is really the job of destroying our lives. The soul doesn't want you to have joy.
Correct.
The soul doesn't want you to have peace. The soul doesn't want you to have a righteous life. Correct. It wants you to put on self-righteousness.
Correct.
It wants you to have willpower. It wants you to be able to be the one who is victorious in yourself.
Correct.
And defend yourself with pride and indignity, or whatever it's called.
Indignation.
Yeah, and bring you to that place where ultimately it destroys, because the big fall comes, you know.
From pride.
Yeah, from pride.
You puff yourself so far, and all of a sudden you crash.
You crash.
And then what happens?
And then you can't handle it to the point where you think of suicide thoughts, or you become a cutter, or you go into drugs, and you become addicted to drugs or alcohol or whatever. Something to comatose yourself.
Correct. Correct.
And bring yourself out of reality. In the meantime, You're hurting loved ones. You're hurting people in your life. You're hurting yourself. It just becomes a big mess.
You're even hurting God, because God's in you saying, look, just grab a hold of what I'm leading you with this truth.
And it's so true, because God's desire is not to have anyone suffer or perish or be destroyed. He doesn't.
He doesn't.
And that's why he sends individuals like us with a fire burning inside of us, trying to proclaim to the world this truth so that the truth can set them free.
It's true. It's the truth.
That's the only way.
That's right.
We ran out of time. We got the red light.
Look, please, log in on Sunday. We have a message that's brewing on Sunday. And then every Wednesday night, log in, because we're going to dive deeper into this and keep this going. Because, look, there's so many people out there that are hurting, that are lost, that are confused by what they've learned over the years. And I know there's people that are hungry that want this. And you just got to keep logging in and let this truth wash over you, because you will be set free by this truth.
You will. It's the only way. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. That's a take.